Welcome back into the Great Scott Show, 103.3 The GOAT, simulcast on 1420. We have Coach Bob Marlin coming up shortly, but kicking things off this segment, Raising Cajun Women's Basketball Coach, Coach Gary Broadhead. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, doing great. How about you, Scott?
I'm doing well, Coach. I guess it's kind of how you look at it, right? Because that was a heartbreaking loss. I mean, that's how I look at it, right? I'm just an outsider. You guys fought back. You're down 9 with 90 seconds left. You tie it. Sherry Porter, huge 3. You go to OT. You have a lead late. And, you know, if you miss free throws, few opportunities, you lose a heartbreaker. And if you win that, you're right there in first place. But the other way to look at it, Coach, is you're 2 overtime losses away from sitting atop the Sun Belt. I mean, the team in first place, you lost 2 heartbreakers to an OT. You were right there both times. You know, I know it's tough to lose, but on the other hand, you guys realize, look, we can compete with anybody in this league, and that's what you're going to need to do if you want to accomplish your ultimate goal, which is winning the tournament and going to the NCAA tournament.
No, you're right. You know, I mean, whether you win the league or not, you know, it just kind of gives you a good seed. But, yeah, you're going to have to win the tournament. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we're just kind of disappointed. You know, the way it ended, you know, that intentional foul, we got a ruling this morning, and it was an intentional foul. So we could have chose the person to shoot the free throw and got the ball back. And so, you know.
And instead, what happened was y'all exchanged free throws.
I don't know why we have monitors sometimes. Yeah, they should have gone to the monitor and looked at it, but they didn't. And that was my argument. I had no more timeouts left, so I was trying to get them to go to the monitor, look at it, because it was so obvious that it was an intentional foul away from the ball.
And instead, you exchange free throws, and, you know, you get to OT, and, you know, you had the lead late, and you know, it kind of fell away. But right there, I mean, it's are those how tough is it to move on from that? Because on one hand, if it's on a Thursday, you're like, man, we get to play tomorrow. On the other, yeah, you kind of got to sit with it for a little bit. I know you're anxious to get back out on the floor this week, Coach, but the fact that it happened on Saturday at home and the way that it did, how hard is it to just kind of move on and focus on the bigger picture?
Well, I mean, you do. You just have to move out. You know what I feel? You know, it's like we're adults. This is our profession. You know, we're able to kind of get through it. It happens, you know, and you try to do your best for your kid. I just feel sorry for them. You know, they worked hard to come back, and they worked hard all week. It was an important game to them, you know. You know, when you come to play in Division I sports and you got an opportunity to win a title and all that, those things are important to them. And, you know, you kind of feel it, you know. And hopefully that, you know, I've always been taught, you know, through your struggles and through your, you know, the heartaches and all that, that's where you get better. So hopefully we utilize this to kind of fall forward, get better, and puts us in a position to where maybe we'll be more, a little bit more prepared in the tournament. So that's what you got to look at. I got some great kids, though, man. I tell you, just, you know, proud of them, how hard they played and come back. So, you know, we'll keep on going. You know, that's what we do, you know.
No question.
I think it's just the Cajun way. You know, we call it about being the Cajun way. You know, just be honest with one another and keep on working hard. And, you know, playing for one another is a big deal.
You guys have won 3 of your last 4 on the road. One of them was an overtime loss at Troy. And, you know, it's on the road again. Your next 4 are on the road. And you have a matchup at James Madison this Thursday. You're at South Alabama on Saturday. What's the key, Coach, to, you know, you're right there in the standings. There's a log jam for second place. I know, like we said, ultimately you got to win the tournament, but you'd love to have a top 4 seed too, right? You'd love to have the double bye. I know that's what you want. You want to get to the NCAA tournament. What's the approach need to be on this road trip to continue some of that success you guys have had on the road as of late?
You know, I think we got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, we're defending really well. We feel a little bit more comfortable with our offense, even though, you know, we didn't put a complete game together this past week. We got to make sure that we do that, you know, play for 4 quarters. And, you know, it's going to be doing the little things, you know, like for us to out-rebound. We were down 2 rebounds on Troy, and I mean, they're top in the country in rebounding. But we had more offensive rebounds. We had 2 more offensive rebounds. So we're doing some things better when we have to. We just got to get more consistent at it. James Madison, I don't know a lot about them other than they got a really, really good guard. This will be the first time that I've ever, I mean, I've been coaching for a while, never played their program. I follow their program. They're very fundamental. They do a lot of good things defensively and offensively. So it'll be a tough game up there, you know, and they play really well at home, you know. They were leading the conference for most of the season, you know, until Troy kind of took over. So that'll be a tough one on the road. And then, you know, South Al's playing a lot better, you know, they're at the bottom of the league, but they're playing a lot better and they play really well at home. So, you know, we got a tough week, you know. I mean, actually, we got 6 games left, and I tell you, all of them going to be tough games, you know. We got to, you know, and my thing, too, is I look at it, we just got to get better, you know, keep getting better, and you're playing your best when you go in a tournament. It's going to be a big deal, I think, for us. And you're right, you know, the seeding could really help a team like us that we're playing 7, 8, 9 kids, you know, we're not playing a lot of kids. So the least games you played are probably the better for us.
How's Lene Wheaton feeling, Coach?
You know, she's better, you know. Lene's kind of the kind of kid that I think when you're going to see her come back, you're going to be like, well, what was wrong with her, you know, because she can come back at 100%, you know. And it looks really good for us to, you know, get on the road and probably get her in on Thursday, you know. I think we feel pretty good that she's just about healed, and it's an ankle injury that, you know, it's taking a little bit longer than we would like. But I think she's pretty close to it. We'll find out today for sure, you know. We'll find out if she's, you know, what she's looking like and all that once we get into practice today.
Louisiana Rage Cajun Women's Basketball Coach Gary Broadhead has been our guest. Cajuns taking on James Madison Thursday in Harrisonburg, Virginia. 5:45 pregame. You can hear it right here on 103.3 The Goat simulcast on 1420. Coach, it's been a pleasure over the last, 10-plus years talking to you, man. It's been a lot of conversations. You know, this is my last week with this show, but wishing you nothing but the best, man, and, you know, I'll be rooting for you guys.
Well, you know, Scott, our relationship grew through the years, those 10 years and stuff like that. I am truly appreciative. UL's appreciative. Our women's program's appreciative of how much you promoted us and how much you care about our program and the direction we were going. So, man, I can't thank you enough, man. Appreciate you a lot and wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Coach. All the best to you, too.